The scripture for today is Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
아무것도 아닌 저의 인생을
I give thanks and glory to God the Father who has made such a wonderful plan for my life, although I was nothing, and who has led me up until this day. And I give thanks to my dear shepherd who has become my hope and dream and the reason of my life since I was young. When I was in the United States, because of the time difference, I was doing the Daniel prayer meeting at 6 a.m. And every 6 in the morning, every morning at 6, you know, Mrs. Bong Nim Lee, the director of Manmin Prayer Center, was waking me up with the fervent prayers and was praying. I give thanks to her for praying for all the children who are all over the world. When I was 4, my parents wanted to buy a doll for me for the first time, and they took me to a toy shop. But the doll was much more expensive than they thought it would be. So I wanted to have a doll so much, but I just said it's okay, and we just came back. And that was the first thing I wanted, you know, for the first thing and the last thing that I wanted from my parents. Throughout my school years, I didn't need anything much. But even though when I had something I wanted to have, like piano, I couldn't tell my parents about it because we were having a financially hard time going through refining trials allowed by God. But I had a couple of hopes and desires in the Father God. And I'd like to share this testimony about the love of God the Father who has guided me and led me wonderfully and so delicately to fulfill my dreams. I'm 23 years old. And I was born as a Christian, you know, into a Christian family in 1990. When I was a baby, my parents were attending a dawn prayer meeting every morning. When they were coming to the church, my mom would carry me on her back, and when they were coming back home, my dad would carry me on his back. And in August 1998, my father, the whole family came to register in Daejeon Manmin Church. And after about a year, he went to Tokyo University Graduate School with the National Scholarship. And I went to Japan for 2 years when I was in elementary school. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God who is at work in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure." As written, God the Father put a desire in my heart for His pleasing will. It was to become a secretary to my senior pastor, my shepherd. I was so young, but I wanted to become his secretary so much. And I imagined being working for him so much. In middle school, I heard in a sermon of the senior pastor that there would be so many secretaries would be needed for world evangelism, and I burst into tears. And I just thought that I was born to become a secretary to my shepherd. When I was young, of course, the quality of the prayer was important, but I thought the quantity is also important. So whenever I prayed for the meal, if I pray that I wanted to become a secretary to the senior pastor, you know, every time I had a meal, it would be 3 times a day and at least 1,000 times a year. So I prayed for that every meal. And, you know, when I was thinking about my dream, I was so earnest and so desperate that I almost burst into tears. And I was so confident that my desire was so strong. But except the Father God, I couldn't tell this fact to anyone else because it was such a precious dream. I couldn't even tell my parents. And I wanted to fulfill my dream only by the guidance and method of God the Father, so I didn't tell anybody. So even my parents didn't know about my dream until I actually became a secretary to the shepherd. And so only my shepherd was my strength. After every Friday online service, I would go to touch his hand, but I felt like he was telling me, I know everything and I'm looking forward to it. One day after I went to the college, I decided to prepare myself, a full-blown preparation. But at that time, I thought I didn't really prepare anything. But God was hearing my prayer that I was praying for every meal. And without my knowledge, He was guiding my ways in a very delicate and carefully. And I chose Yihua Women's University, which has the international administration. This is the only major school, college that has this major. And I was getting pretty good grades in my middle school and high school. And suddenly, in the first and second year of the high school, I didn't know what to do about math. I felt it was so difficult that I tried and tried, but nothing worked. And so I had to change my strategy in college entrance. And since then, I began to prepare as a special admission for the students who are good at Japanese language. And it was something that I'm so thankful. Because as a secretary, to be able to speak another language fluently is a very good advantage. Because I stayed in Japan for 2 years, but because I was such a young girl, my language skills were equivalent of very little children. So I didn't know how to read Chinese characters in Japanese language, and I didn't understand the news reports in Japanese. So studying for this college entrance, I came to speak Japanese much more fluently than before. At that time, I didn't even know that the Yihua Women's University had that kind of major. I just tried to prepare myself. And my minor is business administration and secretary major. And I didn't know what major to choose, but every Sunday morning I received the prayer of the student pastor for my ways to be prosperous, to be guided by God's will. Of course, business administration is popular among the students. But like myself, special admission for foreign languages, they rather want to choose foreign language major or political science, diplomacy. So not many of them choose a business administration. And on the day when I was submitting the application, I was waiting until the last moment, and then I applied for business administration. You know, you have to learn accounting and statistics and the financial stuff in business administration. And I thought I didn't know why I was learning all those things, but because I didn't think I was going to be in charge of senior pastors' finances. But I just thought it just happened. But it is all in the providence and plan of God. And God heard all my prayers and prepared my way this way. And by chance, I saw an ad for an intern of the best national organization, and I wanted to prepare. I wanted to apply to become an intern there. So, because I had to speak English, I wanted to become an exchange student to the United States. And sometimes I would study for 19 hours a day to become the exchange student. And I was very enthusiastic in extracurricular activities and other groups. So I was doing 8 group activities at the same at a time. And from early morning to late at night, I was going all over the Seoul city to participate in these activities. And I was finally selected as the exchange student. And one day, I had a strong urge in my heart. After I was selected as an exchange student, I fasted for 3 days. And on the last day of the recovery food period, I heard that my shepherd called me as going to be a pastor. Going to be pastor. It was right after that the senior pastor began to give the calling for the pastors. I wasn't expecting it, but I was just so happy that the senior pastor knew me. And I heard about this calling for a pastor, but I didn't have to hesitate. I didn't have to think about it. Because I was so confident that the dream to become a secretary of the shepherd is given by God the Father. So I thought it was also a part of God's plan to make my dreams come true. So I just wanted to go to the senior pastor and tell him that my dream was to become his secretary. That Friday, I went to the residence of the senior pastor and I told him that I want to become your secretary. And he didn't even ask me about anything about myself, about me. He just held my hand as if I would even feel painful in my hand. And with a big smile, he said, yes. And my happiness was beyond description that I fulfilled my long-time dream came true. And I was so moved in my heart that God the Father was listening to my prayer. I never told anyone except God the Father about my dream. And Isaiah 55, verse 9 says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As said, God, let my dream come true with the easiest and most wonderful way. Up until last year, my dream, there was nothing visible to fulfill my dream. But many brothers and sisters at my age group, they were being used in the church in very wonderful ways. And at that time, I thought to myself, I am a hidden card of the shepherd. Right now, he doesn't know me so much, but he will keep me. And one day, he will tell me when he will be in need of me so much, and he will call me, and I'll be used for God's kingdom. And thinking that, I would leave the house early in the morning to study. In my middle school and high school years, I studied very hard. To save time, I would just eat something at the convenience store near the church. And also, we had the Mami library in the old sanctuary, and many times I was studying there alone. Now I don't do it anymore, but to become an intern of the highest national organization, I was preparing myself, and I don't feel it was wasted, because it was a time to show how much, how passionate I was about becoming the secretary of the shepherd. I was showing it to God the Father. I just tried. That is all I did. But it is God the Father who led me, who guided me, and made my dream come true. Nobody knew about my dream. And although nothing was visible, you know, if the Father knows, that's everything. And if I just try hard and ask God the Father, then the Father will fulfill my dream. And I told the shepherd about my dream. And he went to his prayer house. And he didn't come back for a long time. Before I went to the United States, I wanted to see him. But nobody knew when he would come back down. But thankfully, one day before I departed to the U.S., he came back to the church. And on that day, my family had a meeting with the senior pastor in his office for the first time. He prayed for me, for I was going to the United States the next day, and he said he would call me while I was in the U.S. When I was departing from the airport, I was repacking the baggage in the airport. And, you know, I didn't even cry when I was thinking of being separated from my family, but seeing the handkerchief on which senior pastor prayed, I cried so much. I knew I was going to miss him if I left Korea, but I didn't know how much. I didn't know I would miss him that much. Eventually, I arrived in the U.S. The environment was so clean. There were squirrels and there were bats at night. It was a school with only 600 students at a countryside. I unpacked and met friends. And one day, around 4 a.m., there was a call. I could hear a Korean language, and it was a familiar voice. He said, "Hi, it was the shepherd." I didn't know whether it was a dream or not. But then, from time to time, he would call me. And having a telephone conversation with him, it was not hard to stay in a foreign country. And each day was filled with happiness. It was all good, but, you know, when I was in Korea, I had to see him on Sundays and Friday, after Friday online service. But I couldn't do that anymore, so I missed my pastor very much. After the service was over, you know, the shepherd would wave his hands. After attending the service on the internet, after the service is over, that is the last scene, you know, with the senior pastor waving his hands. And after the broadcast is over, there is a glimpse, there is a trace of the senior pastor on the computer screen. And I couldn't dare turn off the screen where the trace of the shepherd is remaining. And I would just leave the screen that way until the next worship service or the dinner prayer meeting. And one day while I was staying in the United States, I had a reason to go into spirit. I had a call from the shepherd. At that time, he had his stomach function stopped, and he didn't have any strength left. With a strengthless, powerless voice, he said, "I didn't have the strength even to eat." And he didn't have enough strength to eat, and he picked up his phone and called me. And that love is something beyond imagination and my understanding. I was very sorry. If I were a person of spirit, I would become a little bit of strength to him, you know, when he was calling me. So I was very sorry, and I hated myself for that I was not in spirit. I wanted to become a comfort, So even though I made my voice bright, I was just feeling more and more that I couldn't be of any strength to the shepherd, as long as I was not spirit. With so many thoughts passing by my head, I said to the shepherd, I will go into spirit. And it was not just because I wanted to do that, not just because spirit is good. It was a profession from the depth of my heart. And then the shepherd replied, with so much pain. He was suffering from so much pain. And when I said I wanted to go into spirit, that he, with so much strength, I don't know where that strength came from. He said, please, 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 please. And I couldn't hold that emotion in my heart. Looking at myself was not spirit. And I was suffering so much in my heart because I couldn't be of any strength to the shepherd. And there were about 2 months left for December 25th. And I told him I would go back to Korea for a little while if I go into spirit. And after I said that, with faith, I reserved airplane tickets. Because I was definitely going into spirit and going back to Korea for a little while. And for about a month and a half, or about 2 months, I don't really remember what I did in the United States because I was so focused on going into spirit. And I wanted to go into spirit so much. And the first deed that I showed to the Father God is earnest arming of the Word of God and earnest prayer. It is not just casual learning the Word and just praying. And I didn't even receive the Word of God about my major faith in the leadership conference. I was just sitting at the back, and when I was hearing about those people who went into the Rock of Faith, I just felt they were in a different world. And I was just an ordinary college student. And those people who received the measure of faith, they seemed so high, so much higher than me. I couldn't dare think going into spirit myself. And I didn't even have a time to envy those who were on the Rock of Faith. So I didn't even know about my measure of faith. And I was feeling that I was starting from the scratch. This march of faith to go into spirit. I wanted to go into spirit within 2 months, and I didn't even have time to think about what my current state was. Until at that time, I didn't so seriously think about going into spirit, and I didn't really try to do that. So I began to think about what I should do to go into spirit, and I was reminded of 1 Timothy 4:5, which says, for it is sanctified by means of the Word of God and prayer. So I began to arm myself with the Word of God and prayer. Until that moment, I didn't pray. I didn't do any extra prayer except the Daniel prayer meetings. But from that day I began. There was a carpet on the floor of my dorm room. And as said in Proverbs 8:17, I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. Thinking of that verse, I had firm determination that I would pray earnestly until the Father would meet me. And facing the window side, I knelt on the carpet and began to pray. And God the Father, who is full of love, as if He were waiting for me to begin my prayer, personal prayer, He met me right away. And to explain to you how He met me, let me tell you about my family background. My dad is Elder Nak Hun Song. The shepherd, senior pastor, had been saying that he will receive blessings for about since about 10 years ago. And with that profession of faith of the senior pastor, my family has been enduring such a long period of tests and trials. Most people, most church members, they just heard the profession of faith of the shepherd. So they, most of them thought we were rich. But that profession of faith of the shepherd was only profession of faith. We didn't have anything. And until we fulfilled his profession of faith, it took 12 years. And so the shepherd began to harbor my family since 12 years ago when we were in Japan. My dad was so had a lot of interest in businesses. So he had been doing many kinds of businesses since he was in college. And with a newly developed technology, he began a company to become strength to the shepherd. And on July 21st, 2000, the shepherd led this inauguration service for his company. And to attend this service, my dad came back to Korea for a little while. And in the grace of God the Father, the next day, they had the worship service. Those who are investing in that company together, they thought this business was belonging to Manmin, and they asked my dad to come out of Manmin, or they couldn't be together with him. And my dad's, the heart of my father didn't change, and he eventually just got out of the company, which he established. Even though he was the owner of the company, he just received about $150,000. And we didn't know about the shepherd so much, but we were just thinking. We were saying, whatever is his is ours, and ours is his. So we just thought it was something natural to give to him, and we were proud of it. So the shepherd, our family offered that $150,000 to him, and he gave the tithe to God, and the rest, he gave the rest of the money as a church construction offering for a greater blessing for our family. And that offering became the seed of amazing blessing for my family. At that time, the co-workers of my father, they drove him out of the company without a proper cause. But they faced many legal problems, and their families were broken, and they had to suffer many difficulties. When we are in Japan, in the year 2000, in March, the sign of a changing salty water into sweet water in Muan took place. And in a sermon, the shepherd said, if those who are doing businesses, if they drink sweet water every morning, and they will receive great blessings. And since that day, my dad has been drinking sweet water before he goes to work every morning. Every morning, he would drink this sweet water with prayers. After we stayed in Japan for 2 years, we came back to Daejeon. And for about a year and 8 months, we came to the main church from Daejeon to Seoul to attend the Sunday services. One time, the shepherd mentioned the old car of my family. We were riding that car until recently, and we had that car since this time. And that car became the evidence of faith of my family. The assistant seat, the door wouldn't even open. We couldn't listen to any music. The exterior was shabby, and it would sometimes stop, but it was like a treasure to our family, that saying that, Father God, we are waiting for your blessing even today. And one day after the summer retreat, we were coming back home from Muju, and suddenly it began to give out some smoke or fumes. And so we thought it's not going to work anymore, and we changed the car, but we can't just throw it away because we have some kind of affection with that car. And then after that, we moved to Seoul. The last day we were coming to the main church from Daejeon, God the Father showed us a straight rainbow, very clear straight rainbow. And since after we came to Seoul, my mother joined the prayer devotee group because the business of my dad was for the shepherd. So she joined the prayer devotee group to pray for the shepherd. At that time, I didn't have, you know, it was not that I didn't have money to buy it, but I didn't have enough room in my heart to buy the shoes. So sometimes the sole of my shoes would run out. So one time, with so many heavy books to study for the exams, I went to the library in the college. And with the rain, water, my feet got wet and I couldn't study in the library anymore. And then I had to come back. Sometimes my brother said he wouldn't be able to pay for the school food. And sometimes I had to cry for that. But also, I had to wonder whether I was going to be able to buy the plane tickets to go to the United States as an exchange student. Also, before we came to Seoul from Daejeon, the house that we were moving in was so shabby that I said I didn't even go in there. I said, it's okay. I just said, it's okay. But we didn't have anything. But just looking at the inner heart of my dad, the shepherd said, you know, made all those professions of faith. The church members, they thought we were a rich family. Of course, my friends in the church also thought so too. Sometimes they wanted to visit my house. So I wanted to bring them to my house, but I couldn't. I didn't really like to. Because they thought we were a rich family, and that's why they wanted to see my house. But in fact, we were really not. So I thought maybe they would be disappointed. So if they really wanted to come, I had to bring some of them to my house. And they would say, wow, your family is rich, but you are living a very thrifty life. But it's not, of course, it's not because we were thrifty, because we didn't have anything. But I liked what they said, because we were going to be rich anyway. And I wanted to invite those friends to my house in Heavenly Kingdom. I was kind of sorry that I disappointed them, because they were expecting something bigger, something better. But I wanted to tell them that because we are living in this kind of house, I got this beautiful house in the kingdom of heaven. And then the trials that we had was as big as the blessing that we were going to receive. So in physical sense, we were suffering so much. But my dad offered and dedicated everything he had to guarantee, to fulfill the words of the shepherd. When I was a little child, my dad, the elder son, loved me very much. When I was joining the elementary school, there was a crosswalk between the house and our house and the school. And only because of that, he was considering moving the house. He loved us that much. But after he came to our Mamin church, and he received a prophetic message that he was loving the family members more than God the Father. And since then, he decided to cut off the fleshly affection, and the blessing of trial of blessing began. And we didn't have enough time to, you know, I didn't have enough time to talk to my dad. Since we came to Mamin church, we didn't have a family vacation together, so I didn't have a sense about the word, you know, family vacation. And we didn't go out to eat outside as a family, you know, very rarely. So it was kind of, I was feeling kind of strange if we went out to eat together as a family, and I would shed tears for no reason. You know, my dad doesn't remember his own church registration number, telephone number, or the house address, and even his own age. You know, he is such an intelligent person. He was number one in the whole country in the first exam and the number two in the second exam of National Technology Exam. But he didn't have room in his heart, comfort of his mind, peace of mind to remember such things. And so he didn't have enough leisure have a leisurely conversation with me. But in that situation, we would have once or twice a year. And those days were when we were receiving scolding of my dad. And he was saying that he loved us so much, and that he, to fulfill the word of the shepherd, it was to cut off the fleshly affection. But I couldn't understand it. And if I had had a better heart, then I would have understood him, but I couldn't. So I kind of had a little bit of grudges against him, as I was growing up. When I was in the U.S., I missed the shepherd, I missed my mom and my brother and friends, but I didn't miss dad. And that week, Pastor Soojin Lee was explaining, preaching about love, and not to love is to hate. And I had to go into spirit, and I was not loving my dad, and I thought it was crucial, it was fatal. So, on the first day, I began my personal prayer. On that matter, I prayed for about 5 years, so earnestly, 5 hours. And I was preparing to go to school, and I was drying my hair, and I saw something in my heart. When I was in kindergarten, I was learning Korean alphabet, Hangul, and I wrote a card to my dad for the first time. And I couldn't, for example, in English, I couldn't write proper spelling. And I meant to write my daddy's daughter, but I wrote my daddy's date. And my dad loved it so much, and he was carrying it all the time with him. And I saw in the house of I saw in his heavenly house that card became a precious jewel in his house. And I shed so many tears. And all that grudges that I held against my dad melted away like snow. And all those hatred, not loving, I couldn't throw it away for such a long time. I was praying about it for a long time, but when I was clinging to God the Father in prayer, it was thrown away in a moment. And I was so happy. I knew the Word of God is true, that we are sanctified by the means of Word of God and prayer. And I experienced it in my actual life, and I was assured of the Word of God even more greatly. And my life totally changed. In the morning at 6 a.m., I would attend a Daniel prayer meeting, and I'd go to the classes. And right after the classes were over, I came back to the dorm room to pray for 5 minutes. And those 5 minutes of prayer was so important to me. And I was kneeling on the carpet in my dorm room, and I had this traces, these marks of my knees on the carpet, and I was very proud. And at first, my knees were hurting because I was kneeling down for the first time, but I was so proud that my knees were hurting, so I would kneel down even more. When I was doing the Word of God in prayer, I heard that we have to wear the socks to be polite before God, so I was always wearing the socks, so I didn't have time to take them off. In the morning, I would attend Daniel prayer meeting. I would pray and learn the Word of God and go to the classes and talk with the friends for a little while, and then come back to the dorm in the evening, and I would pray and learn the Word of God, and I would go to sleep. And in the morning, I would pray, so I would just keep on changing the socks, but I never really took them off. Because I was so earnest in learning the Word of God, it was so interesting, and I could remember them very, very well. In such a short time, I had to go into spirit very quickly. So I didn't even have time to watch all the sermon videos. So I printed out the messages on the measure of faith, goodness, spiritual love, and nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, and I was underlining them and studying them. Of course, I knew it wasn't working that way, but I thought maybe I would go into spirit more quickly if I held these messages in my, you know, when I was holding this in my sleep too. So I would just, also I had this handkerchief of God's power. And also I tried to contemplate on the words that I learned. When I couldn't understand the words or behaviors of other people, I was thinking of why they had to act that way, speak that way, and I tried to understand them. And I was, and as I was contemplating on those things, sometimes I would tell some of my friends, you know, that person could have said because of these reasons. Maybe, do you understand why he had to say those things? And one of my American friends said, you know, because I was contemplating on those things continually, and she said, maybe you can become a philosopher. And when I couldn't really understand the Word of God, and when I couldn't really sense how I was going to cultivate and fulfill the Word of God in my life, I was praying about that one part, and I would gain the realization and understanding. And even the same word had different emotion, different grace whenever I read it again and again. And because it was the grace of God given to me because I wanted to go into spirit so much. And the second deed to go into spirit is that I believed that I will definitely go into spirit. I believed until the end. I think you remember around December 25th, 2011, there was a list of those people who went into spirit and the rock of faith. And that list was received for about 3 weeks. And on the first week after the list was received, the senior pastor called me and he told me about the list. And he said, but your name is not there. And I thought, how will I make this chance for me to go into spirit this moment? I remembered all the words on goodness and love that I learned from the Word of God, and I tried to receive that moment with thankfulness. So I thought, other people are going into rock of faith and spirit, so I'm very thankful. And there are joy to the shepherd, so I'm thankful. And I give thanks that I can look back on myself through this chance. So I offered up the aroma of thankfulness to the Father God. And then, next moment, the shepherd said, he said something, and it was another decisive chance for me to go into spirit. He said, next week, God said He will give us the list of those people who went into spirit, and maybe you are already in spirit. So, I knew very well that I wasn't in spirit at all. You know, I had the self-righteousness and frameworks that seemed to be remaining forever, and you know, I was so different from the words that I learned in spiritual love, the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. But rather, you know, most of the words were not applied to me. You know, I was so different. But the shepherd said, maybe I am already in the spirit. And he even said, thank you for coming into spirit. Only later I realized that the shepherd made a profession of faith for me. But I thought at that time that the shepherd was thinking I was already a person of spirit. But at that time, I didn't say, "Oh, senior pastor, I'm not a person of spirit yet." I just accepted the word of the shepherd with an amen. And since then, because my shepherd said, "I'm a person of spirit," I am a person of spirit. And I believed the word of the shepherd. I didn't utilize any of my thoughts about the word of the shepherd, which was different from the reality, the actuality of the things. And when we say amen to that, we can go into spirit. And that was the most important point to go into spirit. And after the telephone conversation, I began a 3-day fasting. In fact, I never thought of doing a 3-day fast in the United States. So I didn't bring any rice porridge or recovery food with me. But thankfully, I had a pack of ready-made rice, about which I had a strong urge that I have to keep it for an emergency. And I was fasting with this ready-made rice with me. And just until the second day of the fasting, when I was learning the word of God, I was still feeling that all the evils that I explained in the words, they seemed to be in my heart. And all those words of God seemed like opposite of myself. But the next day, I was looking at the words again, but I didn't have any pangs of conscience. Of course, at that time, I was not perfect yet, and I had to cast away a lot of things. But in my level at that time, it seemed that I didn't have anything to anything that was blocking me. And so I thought, oh, this is self-deception. Because I couldn't believe that my heart was changed in a moment. But I knew that the list of the names were being given by the Father. So I was so earnest that I was telling the Father, you know, "Father, my name is Da Kyung Sung. Father, my name is Da Kyung Sung." You know, I told him so many times with weeping. The next day, the shepherd called me and he said that my name was given and my measure of faith was 99th percentile of the third level of faith. And he said he was surprised that it was much more than he thought it would be. I was just so happy. I was so happy that I began to cry. And because my shepherd was joyful, I was so happy, as if I gained the whole world. And I came back to Seoul, and from a distance in his residence, but I saw the face of the shepherd. And when I was leaving Korea again, where my shepherd was, I couldn't really leave. So I knew it was not a good thought. But I wished that the plane I was on board, I wished that something was going to go wrong with the airplane. Of course, it was a selfish wish, and I had to go back to the States. Nothing was wrong with the airplane. And being in the United States, I filled up the rest of the 1% time and finally went into spirit. But even while I was in the United States, I couldn't hear the news of blessings for my dad. But then, even after I came back to Korea, the shepherd also said something about my dad's business. He said once again to the whole congregation, "Do you remember the son whom I mentioned about 10 years ago? And for the last 13 years, he would mention him again and again, you know, from time to time. Do you remember that son that I mentioned?" And about a month later than that, Finally, we received the blessing that we had been waiting for so much, for us, such a long time. Long ago, after the New Year's service, we were in the car. We were going back home, and in the car, Dad said, you know, we will surely receive blessings this year. So, you can look forward to it. And we were so happy.
Oh, yes,
we will receive blessings this year. Then we will be able to become strength and joy to the shepherd. But until the end of that year, we didn't receive any blessings. But the next year, he would say again in the car going back home, this year we will definitely receive blessings. There will be overflowing blessings. And the whole family will rejoice together again. And another year would pass. And we repeated this more than 10 times. That's how our family marched on in the race of faith. For the last 13 years, which is more than a half of my life, I wouldn't exchange it for some billions of dollars. Along with the dream to become a secretary to the shepherd, this blessing was like my duty, my calling for my life. I was young, but I had the feeling of sense of responsibility that I could become joy to the shepherd. And dreaming of the day to become joy to the shepherd, I was happy each day. About 7 years ago, my dad asked the shepherd as to what kind of name he would have for his business, his company. And senior pastor prayed about it, and through the prophetic message, he received a name.
12년 전 만민의 이름을 위해 자신이 창업한 회사를
And it was named Manmin because my dad just resigned from the company he established 13 years ago for the name of Manmin. So the name of his company is Manmin International Patent Law Office.
이 재단과 맥을 같이 하는 만민 사업터가
God the Father must have known that this company with the name Manmin would begin to receive in the week of church foundation in 2012, the 30th anniversary. And I give thanks and glory to God the Father who has protected us and made us prosperous. We received such a great blessing, but the life of me and my family wouldn't change so much. We can just have 3 meals a day. We can just have clothes to wear. And we have some offering to give to our dear shepherd from time to time. And that is all we need. And I'm not so interested about the actual amount of blessings that he received, that my dad received. I'm just happy that we've eventually guaranteed and fulfilled the word of the shepherd, and we became joy to the shepherd. Now, my family, we cut off the fleshly affection, and we are filled with spiritual love. Recently, my mom sent me a text message saying, "Dagyoung, thank you for becoming strength to the shepherd. I love you." So I replied, "Mom, thank you for praying for the shepherd. I love you too." And my mom heard my dad pray every morning with the sweet water. And she told me, every time my dad was praying, he would call out the names of each one's name of the family, and he was praying that we would all together go into New Jerusalem hand in hand with the Lord and the shepherd. We don't love each other just because we are family, but centering around the shepherd, we love truly, and I believe this is true spiritual love. And my parents raised me with a spiritual love, not with a fleshly love. So, they never told us to study, or they never told us to do this and that about our faith. And nevertheless, I believe my brother and I were raised very well in the faith. Even in the fiery trials, I never saw my dad cry. But a couple of years ago, when he was praying for me on my birthday, he was praying, Father, thank you for raising Dagyoung so wonderfully. I just did the work of the Father. If I raised her, I wouldn't have been able to raise her so well. Thank you, Father. And he was crying. Recently, my family had a conversation about who is the greatest strength to the shepherd. My mom said she was the one because she was the prayer devotee, praying for the shepherd all the time. So she was the greatest strength. And I said, I am a secretary to him, and I am the greatest strength to him. And my brother said, he is going to be pastor, a disciple of the shepherd, so he will be the greatest strength. But then my dad said, he is one with the shepherd, and it was a knockout blow. And I think, you know, we have this goodwill competition as to who will become the greatest strength to the shepherd among the family members. I think this is a spiritual family. When I was preparing to become an intern of the highest national organization, I read on the internet that it was like picking a star from bringing a star from the sky. And that day I had to prepare so many things, and I was feeling that I couldn't do it myself. So in the Daniel prayer meeting, I said to the Father, Father, they say it is as difficult as bringing a star from the sky. And I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit that, you know, all the stars I made, and I will get it for you. And going into spirit and fulfilling my dreams, it is not what I did. I couldn't do it with my own strength and power. But when we rely on the space of the shepherd, who fulfilled the measure of justice of love with his love for us, when we rely on that space, God the Father fulfilled everything. So going to spirit, fulfilling our dreams and receiving blessings, our shepherd has filled up the 99% of the measure of justice. And if we just fill up the rest 1% with our effort, then we'll all be able to accomplish all these things. Sometimes I have to go to the prayer house to assist the shepherd. Dear brothers and sisters, the shepherd is crying so much. When I determined to go into spirit, he said he didn't even have strength to eat. And now, he says he doesn't even have strength to lie down. Going through the procedures to fill up the measure of justice to fulfill the providence of God, he mourns so much from time to time, and sometimes he just weeps so much in the bathroom with the tap water on, tap water running, and it breaks my heart so much. Now he would keep the temperature down to avoid some convulsions, but now he doesn't have any strength, and he feels cold, and he now has to turn off the air conditioner, and it hurts my heart so much. It breaks my heart so much. And if you really love this shepherd, and if you really, really thankful for this love of the shepherd, we must never say, I can't do it. Do you feel, you think you lack so much? Because we can't do it, the shepherd made this sacrifice for us. Do you feel that your weaknesses and shortcomings are so great? And the shepherd is making much more sacrifice, making a sacrifice that is much more than to fill up all our shortcomings. The seashells hold, cover a foreign object to make a pearl. And we sometimes compare going to spirit, the procedure of endurance and human cultivation with the seashells making pearls. I think we were just a foreign substance, and it is the shepherd who covers us with all his sap and energy. We were just in the shell, and we can become the pearl through the devotion and sacrifice of the shepherd who has given out everything for us. And I hope the pearl gate of New Jerusalem would mean something like that to all Mami members. At this end time, fulfilling his providence, God the Father showed our shepherd the beginning which has nothing and only the end which is so great. It was the same with a blessing for my family, and it was the same for my dream in my heart. And God the Father has given you, dear members, also the end of your hope. God the Father said that long time ago to the shepherd that he would give the believers who would go to New Jerusalem. And those believers are each of you, dear brothers and sisters. Today is November 25th, 2012. We have 1 month remaining for the second anniversary of December 25th, 2010. The day we can never forget, the day of grace, when the shepherd has given everything for us. Thinking of the shepherd who is spending each day with tears to fill up the measure of justice on behalf of us, I believe we will have to expend more efforts on our side. God the Father has fulfilled my dream to become a secretary to the shepherd, which I had since childhood. Even though it is just short 23 years, He gave us the blessing of the family, which I had been hoping for more than half of my life. And He fulfilled my earnest hope to go into spirit. And now, I will run towards my last goal to stay close to the shepherd in New Jerusalem. And I believe the Father God will fulfill this hope too. And lastly, to the shepherd who has always been with our family, like the one who was with the three friends of Daniel when they went into the fiery furnace, preparing for this testimonial message. The hero of this testimony is not me, but I feel it is the shepherd. I give thanks to the Lord who has led me, guided me in my life, and I give thanks to my shepherd who is the hero of my life. And let us pray together, thinking about the message. We received the prayer for the sake of senior pastor on the video. Lay your hands on sick parts and lay your hands on your chests for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, Father of love, lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. Light come. Please scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All newly discovered diseases, go away. Be cleansed. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis. Be loosened, get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerve, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of the heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with the blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.